This week's Parsha, Parsha's Akev. I'd like to take this opportunity to discuss a halachic inyan that I think is very important. And that is, in this week's Parsha, we learn the mitzvah d'oraisa of benching, of birchas hamazon. It says in the pasuk, V'achata v'sevata v'rachta v'ashem v'kecha asher nosan loch. And the Mishnah Brura, well, the truth is, the reason why I'm focusing on it this week is because last night, I decided to open up Alein Ol Shabbach, which I haven't opened up in a while, to try to find something to say. And it came to this pasuk, V'achad V'sevat V'rachta, and he has a, Rav Zilberstein has a piece from Rav Nosson Einfeld. I think it's Shlita, I'm not sure, but and he was basically trying to spread the importance of Kavanah and Birchas Hamazon. And he started out by quoting the Mishnah Brura in Siman Kuf Pei Hei that quotes the Sefer Achinuch. Listen to this. Anybody who's careful about benching, his sustenance is readily is accessible and close by all the days of his life in honor. Says the Mishnah Brura further, somebody who's careful about Birchas Hamazon, person should bench out of a bencher, and not by heart. Everybody knows the famous story about Rav Shach that what he was mekabel during Yom Neroim to bench from a bencher. And there's no question about the greatness and the importance of benching from a bencher. And I'm sure everybody will admit that it's a different benching when you bench from a bencher. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes as well. Person passed away, and he came to one of his friends in a dream, and he said to him as follows: every single day, they sort of judge me that I wasn't careful about making brachas with proper intent. So it's not; it's certainly about benching, which is the one bracha in all of brachas that is d'oraisa. And but in general, by all brachas, a person should have proper kavanas halev. Reinfeld also pointed out another halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch that many people don't know about, and it's important to know this, and that is in Siman Kuf Pei Ches Siv Ches. In terms of responding out of fear of, let's say, an aristocrat or a king or somebody like that, fear that he may kill you, or kavod, honor for somebody, as the Gemara in Brachos discusses in terms of Kriya Shema and Shemun Esrei, Yesh mi she'omer shedina ketfila. Those that say that the halachas of Birchas Hamazon are just like tefila, which is absolutely positively no interruption, bichlal, not for anything. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkon Lamed, Shein Sholin and Moshivin Klal. There's no discussions. Atam, what's the reason? Midimatsinu Shechmiru Chachamim, Birchas Hamazon, Shein Mivarchin El Bimachim Echot Ketfila. You're not supposed to move. You stay in one place. And that's why we learn that from Tfila. They actually, it's quoted, the Kafachayim in Os Mem Gimel says that the Yesh Misha Omer over here is not saying that there is a conflicting opinion. Everybody agrees. The way our posture, the way we're supposed to act during benching, is exactly like Shemona Esrei, as Mishnah Berurah said. They're not supposed to move. It's just like Shemona Esrei, meaning benching is just like Shemona Esrei without any interruptions. Now the halachic ramifications of putting Birchas Hamazon on the same level of Shemona Esrei in terms of interruption means that you're not even supposed to stop and interrupt for Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, and that's actually the psak of the Kaf HaChayim, that Birchas HaMazon, and that's really what Shulchan Aruch was telling us, Birchas HaMazon, which we don't necessarily relate to like that, is exactly that Birchas HaMazon is mamish on the same level of Shemona Esrei. No Kaddish, no Kedusha, no Baruch Hu, etc. That includes even hinting or motioning, right, when the phone rings, or when the doorbell rings, in the middle of benching, you're not apialocha, you're not supposed to motion with your eyes, or motion with your hands. Or your fingers, like 1 second, like you put up a finger, 1 minute, I'll be right there. And this is certainly one of the areas where, if a person is makbid in Birchas Hamazon, which is the Oraisa, this is what the Sefer HaChinuch is telling us, there will be zochet for Parnasa. I once heard on a shir that if a person's child comes over and bothers you and asks you questions during benching, that's a proof that he sees that you do interrupt and you do things during benching, which obviously lead the child to believe that you don't follow these halachas. Meaning, if you're the person, kind of person who, while you're benching, his eyes are roaming and he's pointing out this, he's making motions here, he's doing things. So then, of course, you're going to be approachable. If the person's family gets used to the fact that they can't get anything out of you during benching because you benched like it's Shmona Esrei, then they won't bother you, and it'll be clear that you give off that impression that that's how you bench. He brings down a story. Rav Einfeld is quoted as a story from Rav Chaim Konievsky, who said that the Chazon Ish once met a boy that he was joking around, fooling around during benching, and he asked him, "Is this how you act during Shmona Esrei?" And Rav Chaim Konievsky also said about the Chazon Ish, there was somebody who lived in the same building as Kol Chazon Ish, and the question was, when he benched and he heard Kedusha from the shul, what should he do? So the Chazon Ish Pashkin, and this brought down Or Chaim, Simen Chof Ches, Os Gimel, that you can answer Kedusha in Baruch Hu. That there's Yesh Lahatir Ben HaProkim of Berachas Mazon, not in the middle of a Baruch, but in between the Prokim. And that's actually what's brought down Lamaisa as well in Shana Halachas from Chaim Konievsky Shlita. Furthermore, Rabbi Anfield went on to say that even though this is Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to act during benching the same way he acts during Shmona Esrei, not everybody follows it. Even Talmid Chacham, he says, Rabbi Einfeld says, even Talmid Chacham told me that they weren't samlev. They didn't necessarily keep this in mind, right? And once he told it to them, he reminded them, hey, benching is on the same level as Shmona Esrei. They began to bench in a different fashion. And I think certainly for all of us, benching really is 2-3 minutes. You take a bench and that's it. But if this first of all, it's Daraisa, which means it's on the level of, it's like Tefillin, Kriya Shema, so many mitzvahs that are Daraisa, you know, and the fact that it packs a huge skula of Parnasa, there's no reason why a person can't dedicate 2-3-4 minutes for focusing and benching. They quote one of Rosh Yeshiva saying that many Talmidim come and ask, they come over often, they say, I'm not sure if I benched. And the real question they ask is, how can you forget if you benched or not? If you benched properly, there's no way you could forget. Which reminds me of a story that I said over a few months ago, that I heard a few months ago. I imagine many of you who listen every week have heard this already, but it's kedai to say it over again, that a man came to Kollel, and he asked Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and he told the following question, I'm not sure if I benched, and Shlomo Zalman Orbach told him he does not need to bench. And people were flabbergasted. Everybody knows that it's Daraisa, Safik Daraisa L'chumra. If you're not sure if you bench, you're obligated to bench. So the people in the Kol asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, they said, what's going on? How can you paskin that he doesn't need to bench again? And says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if he benched, there's no way he forgot. Right? And if he ate, there's no way he got up from eating without benching. So it must be, he didn't eat. And sure enough, they went home to his house, and they asked his wife, and sure enough, he did not eat his food. And that speaks volumes about this kind of person. That number one, if he eats, he doesn't leave until he benches. There's no way he ate without benching. And number two, if he actually benched, there's no way he forgot that he benched. That is a very high madriga. Now, it's achievable. Now, a thought that came to my mind is the following idea. That we understand that doing a lot of things are challenging. You know, being a kadosh v'tohar, learning hours on end, that's all very challenging. A person goes out to the world, has certain challenges, and so on and so forth. But this thing, this idea of benching from a bencher, b'kavana, which brings a segula of parnasa, should be relatively easy to do, right? Who doesn't eat a bread meal at least maybe once a day or a few times a week, and certainly Shabbos? You spend 3-4 minutes thanking the Borei Olam, which also leads to the idea that when a person internalizes the words of benching, Hazon Asakol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains the whole world, you move to higher levels of emunah and understanding and recognizing that all of your parnasa, all of your needs are accounted for by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And certainly, this week's parasha, we have the pasuk of Ma Hashem Shoel Miyilam Melchakim Liira. What does Hashem ask of us except for to fear Him? Ma, the Gemara Darshan's Menachos is Me'al Brachos B'chol Yom. The whole idea of Brachos, the idea of recognizing Hashem is Adon HaKol, He was, is, and will be. He's Elokeinu, He's Baal HaKochos Golos Mashkiach Al Kol HaMekul, which means He's the Almighty and He's supervising everything. He's doing everything in the world. And if we have the opportunity to make brachos, to develop yira, if we focus on the brachos of what they mean, and we have the ability to bench properly, can you imagine? Mom is benching like it's Shmona Esrei. Without moving our eyes to anywhere, not making any motions, we're going to be zoicha to parnasa, to mizunosa mitzuyos lo kol yom of bechavod, that you'll have your parnasa will be accessible to you with honor. I'd like to close with another story that they bring down the Elinu Shebech, that one of the Ger Rebbes, somebody named Reb Chaim Chanina Schiff, he was once by the table of the Beis Yisrael, by the Ger Rebbe, and some people, I guess they're new to the Rebbe's house, they started to clear off the table while they're benching. And after benching, he says, "Well, ya amaratzim lo yodim halacha. You don't know halacha. Hari kosel b'shulchan aruch she'asu la'asu shum dover b'chasam azon. You're not allowed to do anything during benching." And they were careful, and he warned them to be careful in the future not to do such a thing. I always try to make a catchy title, and when I read this, I thought about this. I already had a title in mind, so I'll just explain the title. I'm going to say, if you want parnosa, don't wave your finger. And I think that the message I'm trying to convey is that if a person takes his benching seriously, everybody wants parnosa. It's one of the things, not because we want it for luxurious things, just to provide us with our basic livelihood. But the Chazal are telling us, and of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, if you're makir, that I'm the one who's sustaining you, if you're makir, the importance of benching, and so on and so forth, and if you go ahead and you take benching seriously, and you don't wave your finger and say, oh, 1 second, while you're in the middle of benching, you just continue benching, we should all be zoche to a life of bracha and hatzlocha, and our ruchnius and our gashmius. Have a wonderful Shabbos.